Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu diesem Podcast. In diesem Podcast werde ich mit einem italienischen Freund reden. Deswegen können wir auch leider nicht in Deutsch reden. Deswegen wird dieser Podcast in Englisch sein. Und ich würde sagen, viel Spaß. So, do you want to start by introducing yourself?
Hi, I'm Daniele, or Danny for my friends. I'm from Italy, and I'm an exchange student in Wisconsin, and specifically at Waukesha. And yeah, so
And how did we meet?
we met one party on January.
And then we met one time after. Was it in the mall? Or where was it? I think
Mall,
it was in the
yeah,
mall.
at Brookfield Square.
Yeah, and then we did many things together, and now we live together. So
Yeah,
this is
we're
our
living
story.
together.
But he's leaving tomorrow, sadly.
I know.
I will miss you. I want a host brother. Okay. What was your best event during your exchange year, or exchange half year, or 4 month, or
Okay.
whatever?
There were so much good things, but I think the best was the Sedis.
Oh yeah.
Basically, it's like a party, the typical American party for St. Valentine's Day.
It's like a dance, isn't
Yeah,
it?
it's like a dance,
Yeah.
exactly.
And
Like, yeah, continue.
And I was there too, but not for the dance. It was like
Like,
before.
before we organized a small party between the close friends
Yeah. And we
in
ate pizza and yeah,
yeah
and it wasn't from my school, so I wasn't invited.
yeah
But
exactly
I was able to go to this party before. I
yeah
don't know. Okay, and I think my best event here was, I don't know. I think it would be prom, but I didn't have prom. So I think it is like meeting friends, maybe go to the mall with you and Anna and
Or
Tisa.
maybe.
That was one event I really liked.
Yeah, I loved also go to the like Oconomowoc
Yeah.
on Friday.
What did you do there?
Basically, we had. Do you remember the name of the fast food? Kittle? Kittle?
I don't know. So to eat fast food.
Yeah, and we went to the
That's
lake.
always a good
We went
thing.
to the lake,
Oh, was it
and
Michigan Lake?
no,
Pewaukee Lake?
Oconomowoc Lake.
Isn't it Pewaukee?
No, before we went to Oconomowoc,
Okay.
and we
Okay.
took some pictures at Pewaukee Lake.
Yeah, that was nice. You can see it on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Then what are some differences between the Italian school system and the American?
Okay, first of all, American is easy, so easy.
Yeah, but I would also say it depends on which classes you choose because they're like AP classes and it's like college classes, and I don't have any AP classes, so maybe that's because it's like
Okay,
very easy for
you're
me.
right, but many people told me the AP classes are like normal for Europe people.
Yeah, that could be.
So maybe not too hard.
Yeah.
And I don't have a locker.
Yeah, right. I mean, we do have lockers in my school in Germany, but nobody uses them. I mean, in my school, nobody used the lockers either because we didn't have to, and the lockers were at like the other end of the school, and nobody wants to walk there.
Exactly.
So yeah.
I didn't have a lockers, and yeah, it was a big difference.
But you had to use them, right?
In my high school,
Yeah.
at Waukesha,
Yeah.
yeah, you have to.
Do
You
you want to
can.
explain why?
Because the it has been a shooting in my school on December, so it's like a rule to use the locker before the beginning of the lessons.
So they can be sure that no student takes a gun with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then do you want to make like a game or some challenge?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, we are gonna say words in our native language, and the other person has to guess what it could mean.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to start? You have words?
Yeah,
I have one very good word.
but remember for you it's easier because you have studied Italian.
Okay, so you have to take harder words for me. I have one word you know in German, and it's Kartoffel.
Potatoes.
Yes. Are you tired?
So, okay, start. My first word is finestra.
Is it like final?
No, is it like something you have in your bedroom? There's a
window?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, I think I've heard it before, but I don't know. Okay, my second word is whirlpool. I think I've told you what it means.
Give me a tip.
It's like, you can see it from here.
The hot tub.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Next word.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
What about something?
Borsa.
Is it purse? Or wallet?
No. It could be... Yeah, purse is okay, yeah.
Yeah? Was it a bag?
Yeah, bag or... Yeah, we don't have the difference, so yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Then... Flagge.
Flag?
Flag? Yeah, okay. It's flag. Oh, wow, first guess. Cool. Can be just something
tenda.
In the room. Tenda?
Or tende.
Is it tent?
No.
Is it... Can I have a hint?
Something you use in the house to...
Is it for the kitchen something?
No, you can use in everywhere bathroom? In your house.
For cleaning something?
No,
Is it something you take
with you? It's close to the window.
Is it like to open the window?
No, it's like to... Don't get the sun.
Oh, yeah, these... I don't know how to call it, but...
Okay.
These white things. Yeah, okay. This one is a bit harder, maybe. But it's Spiegel.
Connor?
No. Do you want to try to say Spiegel?
Spiegel?
Spiegel, yeah.
Spiegel?
Yeah, Spiegel.
Spiegel.
Yeah. It's very hard.
Okay. Give me a guess.
We have it in this room. I don't know why I just take things which are in this room. I don't know. Yeah. Like, it's wooden. It's next to my closet.
Mirror?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's move on. What was your biggest culture shock?
Dinner at 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't always have dinner at 6.
In my Hodos family, sometimes we... how to say? We had dinner at 5.
Oh,
because
wow.
My host sister, she, oh my gosh, she likes to dance, she likes dancing, so
yeah.
Basically she has to go to dance 3 times for a week.
Yeah.
So during some days we have had dinner at 5, and it was so bad, it was so, oh my gosh.
And at what time do you have dinner in Italy?
Between 8:30 and 9.
Oh, that's late. That's very late. I think it isn't too different in Germany. Because I mean, my family would have dinner at 6 or 7-ish. And that's about the time we have dinner here. So, yeah. Do you have any other culture shocks?
I mean, the food, the meal. Like,
yeah.
The times, the...
Yeah, for me it's like... Here's much more fast food because in Germany I wouldn't ever eat fast food except for kebab, but that's it.
Do you like kebab?
Yes. There's one kebab shop in my town.
Do you have vegetarian kebab?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, how is the vegetarian kebab?
It tastes like kebab without meat.
Okay.
There's just salad and tomatoes and yeah, I don't know. But sometimes I also have like a wrap thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's very good. Because we have, my town is very small and we have one single, or actually we have two food shops, but one of them is just this kebab shop. And I really love it. Okay, I would say one of my culture shocks, it wasn't really a culture shock, it was just differently from my home country. And I would say it's how people act. Like, people are more open here. And like, for example, my host mom and I, we went shopping in the grocery store. And then we came out and some person had the same car as my host mom. And my host mom just went to this random person and said, "Oh, you have the same car as I have." And they talked about like 10 minutes about random things and didn't know each other. So I would say that's different.
Oh my gosh, it's like the same in Italy. Many people are friendly,
Sometimes I wouldn't say happens. Germans are friendly too, but they are not as open. They would say hello or so, but they wouldn't talk like 10 minutes to a random person.
Different.
But cultures. I think it's cool.
Culture's different.
I would like this to be in Germany too. But yeah, and yeah, I think that's my biggest culture shock. I don't think it's too different from Germany. I mean, they're very... Oh, like the houses are so different.
Because
and
I
here...
I think also the handle of the door.
Oh, yeah.
The door. Yeah,
here you can push the handle all the way down.
You have a key in Italy. Do you have a key?
Yes. I think this is much cooler. I love this so much.
Yeah,
you don't even need a key. You just push
a
button and it's...
Push a button
and it's so cool.
Lock.
That's really cool, yeah. And like all the houses are built with wood in the outside.
Yeah. They have a yard, big yard.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say... Oh, the driveways.
Oh, yeah, 16 years old.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And the price of the gas.
Oh my God, we have to talk about the price of gas. Gas is so cheap. That's why every American has like a huge car. Because the price of gas, a friend of mine told me that she could fill a whole tank with just $24. It's so cheap. And I think one
and
gallon...
And the price to get a license.
Yeah, it's just...
$400.
$400. And in Germany, it's like 2,000 euros.
That's in Italy,
so
1,000. I don't know why.
Yeah, I want to... I think I could have made my driver's license here. But I didn't. Okay. And another thing is that... all the people... All the houses are... Have a space between them. So they are not...
They are not...
Right next to each other.
Yeah, they are not... So close, they have some space between.
Yeah, that's also a difference. And they obviously speak English. Wow, that was a dumb fact. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you think of any other thing?
No, I think either.
Then, what are you looking forward to in Italy when you go back to Italy in
pizza.
One day?
Pizza.
Pizza? Pizza. But you said you would like my pizza, the pizza I made.
Yeah, I like your pizza, but my pizza is... I don't know, I need a
but
big
what is,
pizza.
What is differently from your pizza in Italy then? This?
I don't know, it's just different.
Does it taste different?
Yeah, it is different.
And you can eat your potato on pizza, he put raw potatoes on his pizza.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Actually, not that kind of potatoes I put last time. I mean, we don't have the... I didn't want to cook the potatoes, so...
Yeah.
I cut
so you would cook it before you put it on the pizza?
Some people, yeah.
Okay. And talk about what you would put on your pizza. I think the people would like it.
Ham?
Like your hot dog. You said you would put
hot dog
on pizza.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I'd like to try it, but maybe a hot dog without meat.
There's a vegetarian hot dog.
No, there isn't. It was just a joke.
Okay, I was... What?
Okay. And what else do you miss? Oh my God, I know what you miss. The sea.
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you want to explain where you live in Italy?
I live in a highland. In a small highland.
It's like the place where other people would go on vacation.
Exactly.
That's so pretty. I want to go there.
You will be my guest. I hope to visit soon you. As possible.
Okay. I think I'm looking forward to Germany, to obviously see my family and friends again, but also go to school again.
I don't miss school.
I mean, I don't miss school itself, but I miss the feeling with friends and I don't know. And a thing I won't miss is speaking English, because I love the English language.
I'm so boring speaking Italian all the day. Because you know Italian, so...
I think it's gonna be a lot easier, but it's gonna be boring.
Yeah.
I mean, not boring, but I don't know. And I will... I don't know. I'm looking forward to summer break.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to make all the stuff up I missed.
Same, I have to work. So yeah. Maybe next summer.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next summer break. Okay. That's an interesting question. If you go on a lonely island, yeah, where no other people are, so you are the only one and it's like, yeah, a small island, what are the three things you would take with you? If you could just take three things.
My hat, no.
Your house? Did you want to say your house?
No, my iPhone, but oh, your there's iPhone. No electricity.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you can charge your phone.
Would you be able to live one day without your phone?
I know, but you can charge your phone, so it's like useless.
Okay.
Food?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Water?
There's a sea.
But it's a salty.
Let's say it's sweet. And let's say you could, like, eat food there. You could hunt animals.
Yeah, you should kill animals. So, no.
That's disgusting.
And the water... oh, my gosh. And the water, it's salty?
No, let's say it's sweet. Let's say you can drink it.
Oh. So, no water?
Yeah. And you don't need food.
Why?
Yeah, you can. There is food.
I can kill animals.
Yeah, you can kill animals.
Blanket? Maybe it's cold in the night?
Yeah, maybe.
A mattress?
A what?
A mattress.
To sleep oh, well. Mat- oh, yeah, mattress, okay.
Mattress. And.
I would take so different things with me.
Oh my gosh.
I think I would... Oh, your third thing.
I don't know. A book?
Do you read books? I've never seen you read a book.
I don't have books.
You can have one of my books. Do you want to try to read the German book? You can read my English book. I just finished it.
What kind of book you have?
It's Night.
No, I don't want to start, because if I don't start, I will get mad because I don't finish the book.
Okay.
I read one book here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The three things I would take with me is a friend.
you can bring with you a friend.
Maybe I would take a friend with me. I mean, I would take...
But I don't think they agree.
They are.
Like, to live in a island?
I don't know. I would definitely take... that's a hard question. I would take things that entertain me. Like a game I could play with myself. I would take a boat with me so I can go to other places.
Yeah, but you have to get a boat before. Or if you have a boat.
Let's don't stay realistic. Okay. We want to... I don't know. And I would take... what else? Maybe a tent to sleep in?
Yeah.
And one more thing. Yeah, maybe food, because I can't kill animals. Or I don't want to. Maybe I can, but I don't want to. Okay. Then, what are your plans for your future?
Go to college and... maybe
to live in Italy, do a new experience.
And where abroad. Do you want to live? In the
I
US?
Don't know. Maybe, yeah.
I would like to live in New Zealand.
I want to go to Australia, New Zealand.
Oh, yes. I want to go to Sydney. I want to see this.
My cousin is living there.
Do you know this theater?
Yeah, my cousin is living there.
Oh my god. That's so cool. Okay, what else do you want to do?
I don't know. I want to travel the first thing.
Oh yeah, me too.
And
I want to have a camper. Is it called a camper?
Yeah.
This big car. Yeah, and then go to different places. Because I don't want to fly as much. Because it's not good for the environment. Okay, and do you want to have a family?
Yeah, I think so. But before I have to find the right person.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, probably.
And how many kids would you like to have?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
I think me too. Me too.
Me too.
Yeah. Two kids are the perfect amount of children. Okay, and my future plans are first graduate from school. And I got my... never mind. Then I want to do an au pair year, maybe in New Zealand, but maybe in the US, I don't know. Either one is good. Then I want to be a teacher. And then I want to have a husband and two children. And yeah, let's see how this works out.
I hope so for you.
And what job do you want to work in?
Doctor.
That's cool. But that's very hard to study.
I know.
Okay, then last question. What would a perfect day look like? When you could do whatever you would like to do. Like, you can be unrealistic. You can say, I would like to go to Florida for one day. Just something you really want to do. And, like, with which persons you want to do it.
Okay, go to the airport with my best friend and choose a... I don't know.
Who's your best friend?
She is Barbara.
What is Barbara?
My best friend.
Oh, it's her name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And, like, I don't know. Basically, go to the airport without a place to go and choose at the moment.
Oh, that's cool. That's so cool.
And, yeah, travel all day.
Yeah. And then you're sitting in the plane all day.
No, I mean, travel and after arrive, you know what I mean.
I think I don't want to travel that day because exactly because of that reason, because I would have to sit in the plane all day.
Yeah, no, if you go to the Europe.
Yeah, you're right. But I think I want to like make a big party with my family and my friends and other people too. And just grill and dance and listen to music and tie-dye shirts. That was so fun.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a very random thing, but...
Too much things for one day.
Yeah. Just spend the time with people I like.
Yeah, same.
Okay. Do you want to say anything else?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Then thank you so much for recording this podcast with me.
How do you say goodbye in German?
Tschüss.
How do you say
tschüss.
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 Yeah.
Tschüss.
Yeah.
Tschüss.
Oder auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Okay, bye.